The WHO's new air quality guidelines by the numbers. The World Health Organization, or WHO, released new air quality guidelines in 2021 with the aim of providing people and governments with a better understanding of the impact of air pollution. The last time these guidelines were updated was in 2005. Since then, there have been large changes in how scientists measure and understand air pollution and its impact on human lives. Here's a look at the updated guidelines in six areas of air quality, with the numbers indicating what the WHO views as an acceptable level of exposure. We will list the 2021 guidelines in comparison to the 2005 guidelines. The first parameter is particulate matter with a diameter equal to or less than 2.5 microns. Common sources of this include exhaust from automobiles, burning wood and coal, tobacco smoke, and cooking. The WHO's guidelines represent a 50% reduction. The next is particulate matter with a diameter equal to or less than 10 microns. Sources include dust, fire smoke, sea salt, and industrial exhaust. The new recommendations show a 40% reduction. The next parameter is ozone, which is a new recommendation from the WHO. Ozone is harmful at ground level, and it's present in smog. It's typically created when automobile and industrial exhaust react with sunlight. WHO recommends no more than 60 micrograms of exposure during the warm season, which is when ozone is at its peak. The fourth parameter is nitrogen dioxide, which comes from exhaust from automobiles, burning wood and coal, tobacco smoke, and cooking. The updated guidelines show a 75% reduction. Next is sulfur dioxide, which comes from fossil fuel combustion at power plants, refineries, and other industrial facilities. The new recommendations actually show an increase in the safe amount of exposure, double what it was in 2005. The final parameter is carbon monoxide, which comes from exhaust from automobiles, stoves, grills, lanterns, and other heat sources. This recommendation remained unchanged. Global impact of air pollution. These health-based air quality guidelines are meant to help governments create laws and regulations that will reduce the exposure of their citizens to the adverse effects of air pollution. A 2018 study found that air pollution caused by the burning of fossil fuels was responsible for 8.7 million deaths that year around the world. And part of the WHO findings show that while air quality has mostly gotten better in high-income countries, it has generally gotten worse in low- and middle-income countries. As you may have noticed, most of the parameters have become more strict since the last guidelines were released. This indicates a better understanding of the large impact air pollution can have on health and wellness, and should push laws and regulations toward lowering the levels of these pollutants globally. In addition to improving life expectancy for people, reducing the main producers of these pollutants, like burning fossil fuels, could also slow the impact of climate change. Air quality in your home. Voting and purchasing decisions are two areas where you can have a say in lowering air pollution. More directly, you can take steps in your home to ensure you and your family have access to healthy air. The April Air Healthy Air System is a comprehensive, all-in-one solution that provides a blueprint for creating a healthy home environment in three key areas: fresh air ventilation, air filtration, and humidity control. Fresh air ventilation removes stale, stagnant air from your home and replaces it with fresh air from the outdoors. Air filtration works with your home's HVAC system to remove harmful particles like dust mites, pet dander, pollen, and mold spores from the air circulating in your home. And finally, humidity control. April Air whole house humidifiers and dehumidifiers keep the humidity level of your home between 40 and 60% for optimal health and comfort.